power of intention. Another Wayne Dyer thing. I think a number of people have actually used that. What's your intention for today? Have you made your intentions known, at least to yourself? Do you want to look for reasons to feel good? Is it your intention to feel good and or well today? Because both of those things are important. You can feel good and you can feel well. If you are well health-wise, that's good. And if you're good, you're doing good things, that's kind of cool as well. Allow yourself to feel both of those things and sort of intend as you start your days to feel good and to be good and to feel well and be well. You get that? Roberta gets it. Jennifer gets it. Richie gets it. This is Beyond Good Day, by the way, the hour of the program in which we devote ourselves to stories, sometimes simple lessons. Dr. J. Kumar will join us later in this hour with some things that are connected to God and spirit, that kind of stuff, and not religious. How about your body and your mind, the brain, how it all works? I just am kind of interested, as we start this new year, how many of you really, really, really are into the intention of your long-range resolutions, because they aren't any good if you only do a little. You got to do a lot, and that's where we fall down. We do a little, and then we stop. Whether it's trying to lose weight, you want to stop drinking, you want to stop smoking, all of those things. Put your, what is it, the old expression, put your nose to the stone or your shoulder to the wheel?
Grindstone, yeah.
Or whatever
grindstone.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. I was thinking of that when loading cows into the truck last night to be brought back to the home farm, and it's there's ice
any
everywhere.
Car seats?
I actually sat on a new car seat yesterday. Is that what you... What, are you psychic? Did I tell you I had new cars?
No.
How do the cows not fall down when you travel them around?
Well, they have... In the trailer, we put enough in each compartment so they really can't fall down. We kind of squeeze them in so that they stand up. Mm. But getting them onto their...
I took a ride like that from Mexico once.
Really?
The New York City subway.
Very good.
During rush hour.
Uh-huh. The essence of us putting our shoulder, the other day loading the cows on the truck, Meredith took some video, we're going to get it edited. Matter of fact, she was talking to Richie.
Oh, man.
We
you guys. I figured between the two of you, you'd be able to figure out how to take
well,
and send
I think she's
a video
much better at it. She's better at
it.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. She's freaking Spielberg.
Yeah,
please.
So I'm calling Richie. She took the video, but she didn't know how to email it. Because she actually wanted to email it to you so you would edit it.
Sure, yeah, fine. No problem.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was a pretty good conversation. But the point is that some of the
you know
pictures...
what? Here's how we can get video from you to me.
Yeah?
You buy an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Hit record.
I have an iPad.
Right. Shoot the video. Then mail me the iPad.
I'll bring it with me.
Overnight the iPad. I'll extract the video. I'll email it to myself. And then I'll send you back the iPad.
That's high tech, really.
We were going to try to do video every day, though, I thought. Aren't we going to do that? Didn't you want me to do video?
Yeah,
every day
yeah,
of the
that's
year. That was our resolve.
Exactly.
I will bring it down. You can check this. You can do whatever you need to. But one of the things that we were laughing about is the fact that I have to get under the cows and put my shoulder into it sometimes on their rump to push them up into the truck. And it's
sure
not
they
easy.
Love that.
Well, it's not easy when it's so icy as it is. One of those. It actually can be kind of dangerous because you can fall down. The cow can fall down on top of you. It wouldn't be too pleasant. I can't think it would be very pleasant. I've not had it happen.
Would that kill you if a cow fell on top of you?
I don't know. It depends on... I've had cows.
Right. I mean, how much do they weigh?
Well, it depends on the breed. A Jersey is 900 to 1,000 pounds full grown.
Yeah.
Some of the Ashires would be 1,500 pounds. Brown Swiss would be about that. Holsteins can weigh almost 2 tons.
So like crush your ribs.
So 900 pounds would be the smallest cow.
Yeah, the smallest mature cow would be a Jersey at 900 plus. 1,000.
You guys have never had a cow fall on you?
I have not had a cow
step
fall
on your
on
foot.
Me.
Yes,
oh
right.
Yeah, step on my feet all the time. But if they fell on you, you landed on your leg. They're not going to just stay there. They're going to scramble quickly to try to get up again. So you best move out of the way. If you have something like that happening, you just push yourself away, get away as fast as you can, so that they can, because they're going to be squirming and moving around to try to right themselves. That would be their instinct anyway. So how did I get off onto that tangent? Oh, it was the shoulder and some of the ice. I don't even know how do we. You started this, Jennifer, I believe, in terms of the
me
story value.
You were talking about taking videos.
No, but the reason I was talking about taking videos is because something came into my mind.
Because you said you were loading cows, and
yeah,
I
went to
car seat.
Because there was something else that started with it. This is pretty
good. Maybe we should just start over again.
This is Radio Rewind, folks. Radio Rewind. Anyway, it's story time. We get to, we have Roberta.
Can I suggest a story for Jennifer?
A story, yes.
That I just saw, Jennifer. Kevin Federline's brother apparently says he is the father of Britney Spears' son, Sean.
Yes, we heard that.
Well, that was so last week.
Oh, it was? Okay, I'm just hearing about this.
Okay. So Richie's so last week.
Funny.
All right, Jennifer.
Yes, no, it was an extortion attempt.
Oh, okay.
Really, what a surprise. Hollywood, Britney Spears,
that's a funny
extortion?
Story.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that. So, Roberta, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right. Roberta has the first story in a moment.
Roberta, tell us a little bit about what your story is going to be.
Oh, my story is about skinny models.
I like it so far.
Yeah. Ugly when she talks about me. Gosh, Roberta.
May I repeat, it's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Musicians, Guitar Center warehouses are overflowing. There's simply no room for new gear until we clear out the old. Your chance to save huge is now during Guitar Center's clearance event. Millions of dollars worth of guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, DJ gear, and more. All price drop to move. Score massive savings on gear that's absolutely gotta go. Up to 80% off list. Plus get special clearance financing. But hurry, Guitar Center's clearance event ends soon. In store or online.
Hot chopstick it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness. With all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping. And always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear. One and two and three new tops. And keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Double 1-1 to 116.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program with Jennifer up to the plate.
This
is Roberta.
This could be Roberta.
It's Roberta.
Yes.
Jennifer. How easily you confuse us, Doug.
But actually, I tune
this
you
This is Roberta's theme down. Song, actually.
Is it? How's that?
Supermodel.
Supermodel.
Yeah. Oh, the skinny model story. Now I know I'm going to tune out.
Now you're going to love this, Doug. Underweight models have now been banned in Israel.
Good.
So, in fact, if you're a model in Israel and you're going to do a photo shoot, you have to produce a medical record 3 months before the shoot, and the body mass index is not allowed to dip below 18.5. And that also includes if you take a photo shoot of a model and then you try to digitally alter the model to make him or her look skinnier, it has to be clearly marked in whatever that image is being used for, that this has been digitally altered.
Skinny model.
So skinny models. So that means a BMI of 18.5 would be about, I don't know, what would that be?
What are you, Roberta? What's your BMI?
My BMI is about a 22.
What's yours, Richie?
Couldn't tell you. Don't care.
I have no idea.
Right. Really? Mine's 24.
So the reason for doing this is to help fight anorexia in Israel, because they find that anorexia is about, 5% of young Israelis
are suffering.
I've heard
that anorexia makes you very nervosa.
From eating disorders, and 90% of those are girls between 12 and 20.
That was funny. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I heard that.
It was funny.
You did it.
Not funny.
So I think my lines of appropriateness are blurred.
You see these really skinny models, and, you know, I had a couple of models live in the building that that I live in, including Heidi Klum, and I'll tell you, when you see them just, like, walking on the street, first thing you want to say is, please, somebody give this girl a shoot.
Even Heidi Klum, she looks very curvy.
She is curvy, but she's still very skinny.
Really?
You know, in real life, it's like, my God, their arms look like toothpicks. But, you know, the camera, they say, adds, you know, 10, 20 pounds onto you, I suppose. But, you know, not in
the
anymore.
So does the radio,
anymore.
By the way.
Perfect. There we go. All right. So your opinions on that, you can share them with us at Facebook. You can send them to Doug at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, or you can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. All right. So what social media items do we have, Jennifer, before you tell your story? Trending? You have to go somewhere else? You know what?
I moved things around. I was there all show waiting for
you. And I apologize for this. I figure you're all like, I have three screens working all the time, and I know most of you only have one.
So, well, Richie, most of us regular folks.
I have four.
You have four screens there. Yeah, okay. So,
I'm ready.
All right, so just bring us up to date on questions and answers, things that people are intrigued by. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm reading one of the responses to our Al Jazeera post.
And that's where we're going right now, actually. All right, so this is good stuff. If you haven't heard, Al Gore sold Current TV to Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is going to try to expand its English footprint with this Current TV deal. So we asked you, would you watch the new Al Jazeera channel? Kevin said, sure, if I get it. Scott said, it's one way to get another view of the things other than mainstream media here in the colonies. Yes, he'd watch it and have watched it when they reported on bin Laden. Let's see. BZ Polly said, unfortunately, Al Jazeera English is completely unfairly associated with being somehow involved with terrorism, which is absurd and reactionary nonsense. It is mostly ex-BBC journalists, like actual journalists, which I agree. I think they do get a bad rap just for the name.
Yeah, they do.
And that's a true statement. Walter said, no way in heck, although he didn't say heck. He said hardcore. Right. Joe said, never, isn't going to happen. Terry said, I watched it when I lived overseas. It has no more propaganda than CNN, Fox, BBC. The basic news is solid. Turn the channel when they have a slanted story. Mm-hmm. And Charles says, no, barely watch the local news as it is. Lies and propaganda are the same, no matter what their source. I'm in now. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, I'm trained as a journalist originally, and I worked with the Al Jazeera people for a while. And I have to say, they are legitimate journalist.
Right. Now you know why Roberta is the way she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
Trained by Al Jazeera. That's it.
By a monkey.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Right in.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Dexter Good Day program, you dropped the bomb on the Beyond Good Day. Dr. Jay Kumar will inspire you in a moment. Speaking of,
look at how good you are.
Come on,
I know.
My 80s flashback. All right, let's get to Roberta, speaking of an 80s flashback.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. That's Jennifer. Right.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I always wanted a metal detector when I was a little kid.
Really?
Did you ever have one? Anybody?
No.
One of those things like you sweep the beach with?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the one that you walk through.
I wanted x-ray glasses.
I bet you did. You wanted to look at people. All right, well, little Sonny Carter got the gift I always wanted and never got. He got a metal detector for Christmas this year. And he's in Kings Lynn, England. Well, the day after Christmas, he and his parents went for a walk, and they took the metal detector with them. And they found some coins. They found a key. All of a sudden, the metal detector starts going absolutely nuts. So they decide to start digging to see what they find. It's an 11.5-pound World War II era bomb.
Ooh.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
That's awesome.
11.5 pounds.
Did they dig it up?
Yeah, they dug the whole thing up. They thought it was a pot of gold at first, they said. But then they got this bomb. No, they did not hear ticking. They called law enforcement officials, and authorities rushed to the scene because this is a big deal to find a bomb. They told the kid to keep the bomb submerged in a bucket of water. And
how big is the bomb?
11.5 pounds.
It's not that big.
That's a pretty good size. I mean, you wouldn't want to mess around with it.
Where is this? What town is this?
This was in Kings Lynn, England.
It's probably the biggest thing those guys have had to do this is World War II.
Right, and so they told him to keep it in a bucket of water because it could have been a phosphorus bomb, which ignites when it dries out. Mm-hmm. And then when authorities got there, they took it. They made sure that it wasn't. They disposed of it essentially, took it away. But how cool is that? He got something. It's never going to be that exciting again for him and his metal detector. Ever, ever, ever. He found a bomb.
It could have been blown to bits.
It's cool. It's an 11.5-pound World War II bomb. What is your problem?
It's probably got nuclear waste.
No, it's World War II.
It does not.
No,
it's World War II.
Brother, do you remember how World War II ended?
Not the 11-pound bomb in England.
I will tell you that here in Washington, D.C.
This is how these stories get started, with exaggerations.
Listen here, you uninformed person.
I'm very informed, thank you.
Search the two neighborhoods in Washington, D.C. that they have found unexploded, undetonated World War II warfare under. And they basically had to level the neighborhoods to clear out all of the nuclear waste because it was so toxic.
So toxic.
Yes. So I'm pretty sure that if that could happen here in Washington, D.C., that it can happen there.
No, there's so much toxicity in Washington, they just absorb
through. Yeah, they don't even need bombs.
No, but they've had to clear one or two neighborhoods that were, the houses were built back in the late 40s, and they used them as dump sites. That's where they buried all the ammunitions.
Right.
And they find the stuff, and then they bring in the experts, and the chemical just waste is just, okay, we got to get everybody out of here.
Looking forward to making jobs for the future. That's what that's all about. That's the perfect place to do it. All right, you have time. You don't have time for your story.
For my story?
No. You don't have time.
No.
Dr. Jay Kumar coming up in a few moments. By the way, the study that we were talking about, couples who live together argue most about what they want to watch on television, was the stimuli for our poll today at DougStephan.com. The question here is, which one is yours? What do you argue about? A, his or her television choices. B, household chores. C, sharing the bathroom. D, getting along with his or her family. And see, that would have been what I thought would be number one. People getting along.
In-laws.
Right, with the in-laws. Roberta, how'd you get along with your husband's in-laws, your husband's friends?
Okay. Right? Yeah, no problem.
See, it would be hard for people not to get along with your father. I don't know about your mother, but I think everybody would have loved your father.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. All right, so stand by for Dr. J here on Good Day.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy!
Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness, with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping, and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear, one and two and three new tops, and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy, for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for detail.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time with him.
Yeah.
He digs us. Well, at least he digs Jen and I.
He digs you. Really?
Not sure what he thinks of you.
I would think that he would think that I was a cool cat.
I think he likes you.
Yeah.
I am a little cool geeky cat. But that's why we all like you.
Well, thank you very much.
You make his achy, breaky heart smile, Dougie.
That's right.
Very nice. The Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, Dr. JQR in a moment with ways to train your brain for a healthier and a happier new year. Actually, there is a bit of info at DougStephan.com that we've been carrying this week in the headlines from today's show. In this particular area of the website, you can check out how to actually throw away your negative thoughts. It is a great way. There are some things in the imaging department. I was looking at one of them. Because of my own interests, my personal interests, I am exposed to lots of these websites and lots of the ideas that come that are, and as a matter of fact, I think that's how I first found Jay, the essence of all of the things that are available to you. But you, it's the old business about the horse going to the water, which can't make him drink. There are all of these things, terrific mountains of information about how to get rid of negative thinking, about how to bring yourself around to seeing the glasses half full, get yourself to the bright side of the road, any or all of those things. But no matter how good you are, and I have, as I said, become sort of a student, and I really am determined to become more of a student of it in the year 2013, but I, like most of you, when you try to get into this mode, into these things, you find yourself, for whatever the reason, being pulled back to, some people call it the dark side, or the negative side, or the angry side, or whatever it is. This takes a lot of work. It's not easy. If somebody comes to you and says, yeah, take this course, go online, there's a webinar, $200, you'll be all fine, forget about it. It might be good to take the course.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting it isn't. But you think at the end of that is going to be all over and everything will change like throwing a light switch? Forget it. It takes a lot, and that may be even construed to be negative. It takes a lot of work and focus, but the end of the trail is a good one. Maybe there isn't even an end of the trail. It just keeps going on and on. You got to keep working on it. But the benefits far exceed anything that you could throw at it that might be construed negative or bad. Getting rid of negative thoughts and thinking about things that are bright is a wonderful way to open up your heart and your mind. And so I want to see if that's one of the things that's on Jay's mind in a moment as we train your brain for a healthier and happier New Year here on Good Day.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's time for New Year, New You Fitness with all Active by Old Navy up to 40% off. Now let's warm up with shopping and always use a spotter.
I spot compression crops for $15.
I spot performance tops from $8.
Now alternate your gear. 1, 2, and 3 new tops and keep it up. Reaching your goal is 1% mental and 99% dedication to get deals on activewear. All Active by Old Navy for adults and kids up to 40% off. Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
Valid 1-1 to 116.
Black chops take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at officemax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Dr. Jay Kumar is here with us on Good Day, Beyond Good Day with Jennifer and Rich and Roberta. So we're into the new year. If people go to jkumar.com, you kind of get the idea. I could spend the entire time, each time we're together, going through his CV, his background, what he does, how Jay connects with people as well. He understands neuroscience. So maybe that's where we go with how you heard what I said a few minutes ago about people and all the different courses and things you can do to bring yourself around. What's the bottom line with all this, Jay?
Well, you know, thanks. Happy New Year, everyone. It's so great to be back in 2013. So excited that we're, gung-ho. And, you know, I want to really just share with you this notion that we can train our brains. You know, you can train your brain for a healthier and happier new year. And there's just a wealth of research. And Doug, you kind of hit the nail on the head saying that, you know, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make the horse drink. But so our job here is to make you thirsty enough to get you to start drinking the water.
There you go.
And so we're really sharing with you, you know, everyone, this idea that about brain, body, and being, how your brain, your body, and being are all interconnected, and how your thoughts can actually alter your brain chemistry, your brain structure, and how it affects your health, your immune system, and your emotional and your psychology as well. And so, if you go to my drjkumar.com page or even the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook, Dr. J. Kumar Facebook page, you'll see a great blog piece I wrote on 5 easy ways to train your brain for a healthier and happier new year. And so I'm going to just give you a couple tips. The first tip that I posted, tip number one, be grateful for what is. Gratitude. You know, we're so bombarded, you know, in our culture about feeling, you know, by consumerism or by our media saying that you have to buy this in order to be happy. You need to do this to be happy. And sometimes we forget that the simplest and the most healthy aspects of our life are just to be grateful for what we have. And so there's this wonderful idea, not an idea, but it's actually a concept coming out of neuroscience that actually shows when you experience gratitude, there's a part of your brain called the left prefrontal cortex that begins to fire. And here's the amazing part. We're showing that through brain scans, that part of your brain, the left prefrontal cortex, which is about 2 inches above your left eye, that's the part of your brain that corresponds to feelings of joy, you know, well-being, happiness, love. And so just by feeling grateful and expressing gratitude for what you have, this is one of the easiest ways that we're finding from neuroscience to experience a greater state of well-being in what we call brain, body, and being.
All right. So is there a way of taking this a little more simplistic? I was making reference a few moments ago to this a method that we posted at DougSteffen.com to get rid of negative thoughts. This research suggests writing down your thoughts and tossing them in the rubbish. Literally, as you do that, it can erase your bad mood. So when I thought of you because I wanted, as a researcher, you to tell us how the brain works. How is it that something silly like that works? 83 out of 100 people were asked to write down thoughts on their body image, and they were all negative. And then they were told by the professor to throw them in the trash can. And the professor said, "How do you feel about your body now?" "Oh, I feel much better, doctor."
You know, it's really great. That's a fantastic, you know, example you just gave. This is tip number 4 on my list. Keep thinking good thoughts, which is kind of like it's similar to what you're saying, but throwing away the negative thoughts.
Right.
You know, there's a great phrase we have in neuroscience says, the mind is like Velcro for negative thoughts and Teflon for positive ones. We tend to like hold on to our negative thoughts more easily than we hold on to the positive thoughts we have about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so throwing, and that's a great exercise because it's...
Why?
Why?
I always wondered that. Why?
Great question, Rich. We have in our brain this thing called, it's part of our evolutionary biology of the human brain, something called a negativity bias. And it was actually believed this negativity bias was a survival mechanism for our species to help us recognize that when a dangerous situation, you eat a poison berry, you know, you're being chased by a lion, your brain has to register this as a very bad experience that shouldn't happen again. And so here's the thing we're finding, which is so interesting, that all of you, I think, are going to really appreciate. They've done research and shown that it takes 5 empowering thoughts to outweigh 1 negative one. You have
5.
To
repeat that. 5 negative. 5 positive thoughts to eliminate 1 negative thought. Wow, that's like the math on that.
Well, I know it's part of this ingrained thing called a negativity bias. And Rich, you know, you could all think about this. If you have a great day and everyone's telling you like these amazing things about you, hey Jennifer, you look great. Roberta, you know, I love what you're wearing. Doug, you look very fit. All of these things. And if one person says a negative thing to you, what's the one thing you can remember the whole
day?
I
remember. That's it. That's how the brain works. So why? Who do we have to see about that?
You. Yourself. You know, there's a great tool that I'm going to share with you. In addition to that really great exercise about throwing away your negative thoughts into the trash bin, another thing we do, which is from, and it's a neurocognitive exercise to help you experience greater emotional, psychological health and well-being, is to write down 5 things about yourself that you like. So this is a great, and this is something I'll share with maybe next week. In the second part of January, 80% of people no longer continue with their New Year's resolutions. 80% of people actually in the second half of January, you know, discontinue and just like go throw away the resolutions or don't follow through with them. And there's the reason behind that, which I'd love to share with you more next week, but it kind of goes into this idea that when people make a resolution, when you think about the resolution, it's a resolution. You're solving a problem. You're a solution to something that you feel about your life, which is negative. So if you have if one of your resolutions is in 2013 is to lose weight, what you're unconsciously saying about yourself is, I feel bad about myself. I don't have a good positive self-image about who I am because I'm overweight or because I smoke or because of whatever the situation may be. I'm not saying to give away and give up those aspects of like your resolutions, but what you have to do, which is the key to making sure your resolutions stick, is to also write down 5 things about yourself that you really find amazing. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really the key for health and happiness in 2013. You know, great tips from How to Train Your Brain. Go to Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook, the Doug Steffen Good Day Show Facebook page, and get them all there. But the ultimate bottom line is you have the power within yourself. Your brain can be trained for health and happiness, and that's the key.
DrJKumar.com, K-U-M-A-R. He's always really very pithy. Right, it's easy stuff to figure out. You have to listen and think, though, and maybe that's one of your posts. Maybe that's what you do for the new year. Jay, thanks for being here, and good day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
We thought a charging rhino would be the perfect way to show the big deals at Office Max. But they sent us a rhino the size of a chipmunk. He's a metaphor for the tiny, tiny prices you'll pay after our big 20% discount on everything you can fit in an Office Max shopping bag. Whoa, the tiny rhino is charging the bag! And he's out cold. Find our bag in your Sunday, December 30th newspaper or download the coupon at OfficeMax.com. Offer ends January 5th. Restrictions apply. See our bag, website, or store for details.
Alrighty. Emergency Vitamin Drink Mix Radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
it's just like another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals. You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices.
For all
at Walmart. Walmart. Find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
It's 53 after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the home improvement radio program called The Money Pit. It airs around the country every weekend, but it's an industry, Richie. It's a cottage industry. Because
yeah, it is.
A lot of people, absolutely, especially this time of year, and I should know better because I'm a New Englander. We have, you're driving, I think, aren't you on your way back up to New England? Your son's a student at BC, right, or BU?
Right, yeah. We're driving north, heading into your neighborhood. And, I guess because we fix cottages, it's kind of our cottage industry.
Well, it's a very interesting reality. People are always in denial about cold. It's 1 degree. I just was saying this a few minutes ago. It's a degree, 1 degree on the thermometer at the barn, and the wind chill factor about 14 below zero here. And the other day, for the first time I can remember in a long time, somehow or other, in an unsupervised way, somebody put some new pipes into the cheese making room at the farm.
Oh, no.
And so everybody, when they walk in the barn at 4 o'clock in the morning, is an ice skating rink because the water, the pipes have frozen because they were outside. I mean, mindless, who's the moron that did that? And the pipes obviously freeze. The water's running all over the place, and it takes no time at all because the barn is a cement floor, or the stifle all freezes. Right. And whoosh, yeah. So
you've got a winter wonderland.
Yeah, exactly. So it brings us around to wondering, and I know you've blogged on this at the Money Pit website, how to prevent pipes from freezing and avoiding damage. This would be for the normal person who may have pipes too close to the outside of the house.
Or you leave your hose hooked up in the winter.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's an obvious one right there, Rich. You know, a lot of folks will forget to turn off their hose bib. Now, that's that section of pipe that goes from the basement or crawl space through the box beam to the outside. Mm-hmm. There's a valve right inside that. There sure should be a valve. We turn that water line off because that's a very important section of pipe that's very prone to freezing. So the hose bib's important. Now, if you've got a bathroom or a kitchen that where the pipes tend to freeze. Simple thing to do is when it gets really cold, make sure you leave the vanity cabinets open, because that will allow some of the warmth of the house to get in there. And if you do have a frozen pipe and it's not broken, an easy way to try to thaw that out is with something called a heat tape. Now, this is an appliance that is laid against the pipe. It's attached to the pipe, usually taped on, and then plugged in, and it warms the pipe. But here's the thing, Doug. I've seen people try to use heat tape 24/7 as an additional heating appliance.
Right.
That's not what it's designed for. And in fact, you know, I've seen people even wrap it with insulation, which is incredibly dangerous. So you need to follow the directions. But it is a handy device for throwing out a pipe that just got a little too cold.
Yeah. Frozen pipes are very unpleasant sometimes, especially if you're in an older house and they freeze upstairs. Can you imagine the damage that can be done? It is common sense stuff. Now, the question comes, this is the old wives' tale.
Here we go.
About whether hot water freezes faster than cold water. Your hot water pipe going to freeze faster than the cold water pipe?
Yeah, actually, the hot water pipe does freeze and break.
All right, so that doesn't. I never have understood that. I didn't do well in chemistry anyway.
It's the molecules, the changing of the rate of the movement of the molecules.
It's not quite that complicated, but good guess.
It is. No, that is.
Here's why. It's because the hot water is, once it goes through the water heater, the air that's entrained in the water gets basically cooked out, and so hot water is not as elastic as cold water. So when hot water, you know, the temperature leaves quickly, and there's no air in the water to act sort of as a cushion, so as it expands, it immediately breaks the pipe. That's why hot water pipes break before cold water.
Well, you're talking about with relation to the hot water heater. I'm talking about science, brother.
What? No. He's the expert. Why are you arguing about what freezes first?
No. I'm just talking. You're talking about hot water versus cold water freezing first. He's talking about what comes out of the hot water heater.
No, he's talking about what...
How do you think the water gets hot, Rich?
Yeah.
It's the hot water heater, Rich.
Move along.
I've
got other things to ignore.
Yeah, right. Don't you have something else to do? Can't you go play in the traffic or something?
No, actually, I'm writing something.
Hey, Rich, step away from the hole, buddy.
Hey, Tom, 30 seconds. The easiest way to get wallpaper off. I got a wallpaper border I got to remove.
Okay, easiest way to get wallpaper off in 30 seconds. First of all, you pick up a little tool called the Paper Tiger, which puts tons of holes and scores the wallpaper.
Yes.
Then get some fabric softener and apply it to the wall of the wallpaper. Fabric softener makes a really good wallpaper adhesive remover.
You know, you're a genius. I looked it up on the internet. I looked it up on the internet yesterday, and that's exactly what it told me to do. Tom,
so why are you asking? Are you trying to catch him?
Cool. Because I know Tom's smarter than the internet.
He's smarter than you, anyway.
You know, that's a given.
All right, Tom Kreidler, check out the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and their website. Just go to DougStephan.com and look for Tom's picture.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.